Given what local Cincinnati professional actresses Sarah Mackey and Brooke Steele are up to these days, it's a bit of a surprise that they're here with me in the studio this evening. That's because they're portraying two of 10 people who are down on their luck, vying to win a Nissan pickup truck in a contest that keeps them stuck in one place. In the new musical Hands on a Hard Body, the contest winner will be the person who keeps his or her hand on the truck the longest. No mean feat in the parking lot of a Texas town under the blazing summer sun. Sarah and Brooke have torn themselves away for tonight's conversation, but they'll be on stage later this week when the show opens for a three-week run, kicking off the 2014-2015 season at Ensemble Theater. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This endurance contest might sound a little far-fetched, but this is actually based on something that really happened. Can you tell us a little bit more, one of you, about where the show comes from?
It's based on a documentary that was made in 97, I think, called Hands on a Hard Body. And it goes through the story of 24 people who had to keep their hands on the truck for as long as they could.
We don't have 24 at ATC. It's the show has pared it down to 10. Yeah. But most of the characters are based on people who were in the movie or composites of people who were in that documentary.
Absolutely. There are some characters that are blends of a couple of characters. And then there are some characters that are just as they are in the documentary as well.
As part of your preparation for this, did you watch the documentary?
Yes.
Doug Wright is the playwright, as it were, the book writer for this, and Cincinnatians will be familiar with his work because he's also the playwright who created I Am My Own Wife and Grey Gardens, both of which Ensemble has done great jobs with in a couple of past seasons. But the music also has some interesting creators behind it. Brooke, could you tell us a little bit about who that is?
Well, if you know Phish, then you know the author of the music. It's Trey Anastasio, and most of the lyrics were written by Amanda Green. She also wrote some of the music.
Yeah, and that's Phish, P-H-I-S-H,
yes.
For those of you who may not be into that particular area of music. But this is the first time that Anastasio has written anything for the stage, I believe. So this is an interesting new direction for him. Not that he's given up on Phish either, I suspect.
No, I think they toured just recently.
So it's not your sort of typical Broadway music kind of show.
No.
Can you describe the music a little bit? Because the music is sort of varied from one character to another.
Absolutely.
It may be pertinent to who they are, the kind of music they might like, or something like that.
So yes.
Tell us a little bit more about the music.
There's many different styles of music. There's some songs that are typical musical theater showstoppers. There's a lot of rock music, and there's a lot of country music. But there's also Sarah sings a gospel song. And
there's a Curtis Mayfield groove. There's a lot of variety. So if you, you know, if you're kind of sitting there not tapping your toes to one tune, the next tune you will be quite
excitedly. I've listened to the soundtrack from the original Broadway production. It was on Broadway in 2013. Mm-hmm. There's some bluesy stuff in there, some country kinds of things. So it's really a very interesting soundtrack. So there are 15 actors involved in this altogether, the 10 who are trying to win the truck, and then some other bystanders, spouses, other interested parties. And every one of them is just sort of an everyday American who's trying to get by. And they range from an oil rig worker and an Iraq war veteran, ex-cheerleader. So, Brooke, tell us a little bit about who you're playing.
I play Kelly Mangrum, and she is a UPS worker. Young girl, she's 22, and she feels kind of stuck in Longview, Texas. They talk about the economy in Longview a lot, and it's suffering a little bit, and it's hard to get a job or go do anything fun. So that's where Kelly is right now. But
and each character then has at least a song, and there's, of course, lots of choral kinds of things that mm-hmm. happen too, but mm-hmm. a song that extends your character a little bit. I think, Sarah, the song that you sing is the one that, at least in all the reviews I've read, everybody says, oh, this is kind of the showstopper.
Yes, indeed, and it is quite the song. And yeah, all of them do. All of the songs are human. Everything is very real about this story, so that's the beauty of the music and about the story itself.
And that's sort of a gospel number.
Yes,
then.
It
what's
is,
the,
yes.
The title of it is?
The Joy of the Lord.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the number that you get to sing?
I sing a duet with Greg, and that is called I'm Gone.
Ah, which is sort of what Kelly's all about, isn't it? Yeah. And she needs the truck to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The truck to get out of Longview.
So this is not the first time that you guys have been on stage together.
No.
People who have been regulars at Ensemble Theater might recognize you as at least half of the Marvelous Wonderettes in several productions. that have happened there. That show was a lot of fun, but I suppose you've had to sober up a little bit for Hands on a Hard Body, which is more serious. I mean, the characters in it, I mean, not that it's a show without fun in it, but it is really based on real people who have real issues that they are struggling with.
Yes.
But it certainly has its entertaining moments, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
However, you have to keep one hand on this truck, and you have to dance.
Yes!
And
yes.
I really want to hear, how do you do that?
Well, that is where the genius of Patty James comes in. And she and Scott Woolley, the music director, actually work very, very closely together to make sure that what we're singing translates into what we are doing, and we're leaving the one hand on the truck. I do believe that in the Broadway production, they did come off of the truck every once in a while. And Lynn just didn't want to do that. She was like, we're in this contest. If we all take our hands off the truck, we've all lost. So we're extending the contest into the musical numbers. And yeah, it is difficult, but Patty's a genius when it comes to this stuff. So, you know, it was a challenge for her, but man, she stepped up.
I mean, the show is, what, 2 hours or so? When you think about what these people who are really doing it, they've got to break, what, every 6 hours for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Yes, and there are breaks written into the script. Uh-huh. So we're not actually with our hand on the truck the entire time, but when we are competing.
You do have a little taste of what those real folks must have gone through doing this, though. Maybe they weren't dancing while they were doing it.
That's
true. Nevertheless,
cut that to a minimum.
There were some challenges there. Tell us about this cherry red Nissan hardbody truck. I understand it's the actual full-size vehicle from the Broadway production a year or so ago. How did that come about?
We got a truck sponsor. Somebody stepped up and allowed us to get the truck from the Broadway production so we can bang on it like they did. We can dance on it. We can honk the horn. The lights work, everything. It is such a godsend for him to do this.
And you push it around some, too,
absolutely.
Don't you?
Absolutely. It's on casters. We get to
so it's a part of your choreography, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, that has to be interesting. I read a little bit about the truck. It said they did take the engine out and some things to lighten it, but they really wanted it to be work for you to push it around.
Yes.
Not that there were a lot of mechanicals making it move. The actors are the ones who are moving.
Absolutely.
Blood and sweat.
The truck is not really just a truck in so many ways. It's a symbol for all of these people who have all these dreams and wishes. Could you say a little bit, maybe starting with you, Kelly? You're not Kelly, but what does Kelly, what does the truck represent for her?
I think for Kelly, the truck represents freedom and having some independence, something she can do on her own. Every character has something it translates to for them. But I think for Kelly, that's what it is.
What about your character?
Norma has 3 kids and a husband out of work. The truck would allow them a little bit more flexibility in their daily lives, allow them to get to church, get to school, just have that family unit be more accessible to them and kind of get by just a little bit easier.
I think it's a very interesting piece of theater. And in reading about it, I found one piece that compared it to A Chorus Line, which is, of course, about dancers trying to survive, and another that compared it to Hunger Games with only one survivor. So there's some interesting aspects to that. I just wonder if either of you or both of you might say a little bit about what being in the show means to you.
The show is, it's going to be a wonderful experience, and I'm just so happy to be on stage with these incredible performers. So the cast is amazing.
We've only mentioned the two of you since you're here, but there are,
we are amazing.
There's a whole lot of other great people working on this show. Sarah, what about you?
Oh, my God. Well, it is a real treat to be on stage with these 14 other people. But this story is something that when I heard the soundtrack, I just thought it would be perfect for ETC. This is an ensemble piece down to the bones. And it is also a piece that in our current and in the very recent past history that we've gone through as a country and as a city, this is a story that's going to speak to every single person in the audience, whether it be Kelly's story, Norma's story, JD's story, anybody's story. This is a very universal telling.
Well, it's certainly a show that I think audiences are going to resonate with, identify with, maybe even come back and see more than once. For more information about Hands on a Hard Body, which opens Wednesday at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati and runs through September 21st, you can go to WVXU.org for a link. My guests this evening have been Brooke Steele and Sarah Mackey, performing in Ensemble Theater's Hands on a Hard Body for most of September. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
Hard body, everybody's screaming for that hard body, dreaming that they're driving.